ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Australian government says it will plough almost $50 million into a new program to try and push down the number of HIV infections in the Pacific. The government says the disease is putting pressure on Pacific health systems and societies and comes in the wake of aid cuts from the US and other donors. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts joins us now. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Aggie.
Look, how concerning is the picture for the Pacific when it comes to HIV?
Look, pretty concerning at the moment. We don't have an absolutely clear picture of what it is like in every single country, but we know that in particular in Fiji and in PNG in particular, there's evidence that the number of cases has really risen and risen quite sharply as well. So, for example, in PNG, you know, there was a report not long ago revealing that there's been a doubling of new infections since 2010. That's approximately, you know, 11,000 cases, for example, last year alone in Fiji. According to advocacy groups, new HIV cases have increased 500% in Fiji since 2023, with the country officially, of course, you might remember, declaring the outbreak or an outbreak in January this year. And their guess is that there'll be over 3,000 new transmissions expected, you know, this year alone. So the picture is a worrying one. And on top of that, experts say it seems to be driven by a prevalence of sometimes very risky behaviour that we're seeing, particularly in HIV. For example, you know, companies and others that watch this sort of thing closely say that many Fijians who are living with HIV are totally unaware of their HIV status, more than one in three perhaps, and only 24% also are receiving treatment. So it's a very worrying picture. And unsurprisingly, governments across the Pacific, as well as governments like Australia, are worried about it and are trying to work out exactly what can be done to drive these figures down.
Yeah, well, so worried enough that they are wanting to, you know, input at least $50 million into this new program. What do we actually know about this program and how it will work?
Look, we know that this program will be rolled out over about 6 years or so, and that it will be in a number of countries. Exactly which countries will get the bulk of the money isn't yet clear. We know that the most pressing need right at the moment is in countries like Fiji, PNG, and also Solomon Islands. I believe that the government's also doing a rapid assessment right now in a few other countries, including Vanuatu and the Federated States of Micronesia, to try and get a sense of what the need is there. The money's likely to be ploughed into both new and existing programs designed to fight the disease. So that includes things like prevention. You know, that means, for example, funding things like needle and syringe programs and things like condoms to try and prevent the spread. To get rid of what they call vertical transmission, testing to try and get more people a sense of whether they've got the disease or not, as well as treatment, care and support. So broadly, this is about trying to help both on the detection and prevention side, but also on the treatment side. We know that health systems, including in Fiji, are really struggling to cope with the stresses that the disease places upon it at the moment. And this is designed in part to strengthen those health systems, to find the people and to get the material that's needed to help them try and grapple with this more effectively. But it will be a difficult challenge, in part because it depends not just on helping people who get sick, but also trying to drive changes in behaviour that allow the disease to spread. And that, of course, is always more difficult.
A bit of a challenge, yeah. Okay, well, I know that it comes against the backdrop, you know, of aid cuts from the US and even others across the region. Do you think this is why Australia's stepping up here?
Look, I think that's definitely part of the picture. I think one of the main reasons Australia's stepping up is because, you know, these numbers are really worrying, and Pacific governments have, I imagine, come to Australia and said, look, we need some help here to try and get this under control. But it does also come against the backdrop of broader cuts to the region. Now, US aid cuts, that's the most obvious example. I'm told, for example, that USA previously financed about 15% of PNG's national HIV response, but now it's just ceased operations in PNG. So that's one gap that has got to be plugged. But we have also seen other you know, other developed nations, including European nations / development assistance over the last few years, including to the Pacific, although much of this impact is felt in other places like Southeast Asia. So you do get the sense that at the same time, you've got a situation where this problem is getting worse, and yet other countries or some other countries are stepping away. So I suspect that's why Australia has decided to make this decision to plough additional money, this additional $50 million, into the HIV response. Of course, it doesn't mean this is the only thing that's been done to fight HIV in the region. There are already existing government programs and existing donors which are doing good work there. But the fact that you've got this new fund being stepped up probably points to the fact that this problem is getting worse and governments are trying to do what they can to try and fix it.
Mm. Stephen, you said, you know, numbers, the HIV numbers are worrying. So then when we look at the aid that's going to be provided, about that $48-50 million, you know, what's that going to actually get you on the ground?
Look, I think what it will probably get on the ground is what it will probably deliver are just new programs that are needed. So as I mentioned, I think, you know, some of these programs are already up and running, but I imagine you'll see new programs rolled out on the ground to try and change behavior and to try and not just let people know what's going on. For example, you know, encouraging people to get tested and then get treated, but also to change, you know, some of the behavior that we've seen, including people, you know, having unprotected sex, obviously, including with sex workers, in the region, and also Bluetoothing, which you know, listeners might have heard about. It's a deep problem, which basically is the practice of, you know, essentially sharing blood that contains injected drugs as a way of getting high, and that of course then transmits the virus as a result. So this is a very, very very dangerous behavior, and one that obviously is contributing to this surge of HIV cases. Now, I don't know what the details would be exactly, but you'd imagine that at least in the case of Fiji, at least some of this money will go towards trying to stop that very dangerous behavior.
Yeah, Stephen, can you just reconfirm with us? Because, of course, yes, HIV is facing a resurgence in the Pacific, but which countries are affected and why are we actually seeing it come back?
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, as I said, I think the picture is a little bit unclear in the sense that we don't have absolutely detailed data across all of the Pacific. And in some, for example, smaller Pacific countries, we don't necessarily, I'm not sure if the government has a very detailed picture of exactly what's going on. But the data points that you can see in places like Fiji, like in Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and in others is deeply worrying. It does show a definite surge in the numbers. And so I think that is, as I say, what's behind this announcement today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, as always, Stephen, for joining us here on the show.
No problem. Thanks, Aggie.
And that is our foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Jedditz, joining us here on Pacific Beat.